Did your mom's soothing touch ever make all your aches and pains go away? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. And it's Tuesday, August 18th, 2026, and we just heard 21 with Slow Apom. Now remember, when you were a kid, you'd scrape your knee and your mom would rub it while saying, 엄마 손은 약손. Or, pain, pain, go away. Well, it turns out, mom may have been onto something. Now, researchers at Japan's Kyushu University have discovered that rubbing a painful spot really can reduce pain. And they've figured it out. They found a special group of touch-sensitive nerve cells that act like tiny gatekeepers. When you rub an injured area, those nerves send signals to the spinal cord that actually dial down the pain messages before they reach your brain. To prove it, scientists ran experiments with mice. Now, mice that lack these, you know, special nerve cells spent much longer licking their injured paws, a sign that the pain lingered. But when researchers activated the nerves, the mice, these little creatures, stopped licking much sooner, suggesting the pain had eased. So yes, there's real science behind that instinct to rub a bump or bruise. Now, before you toss your painkillers in the trash, this doesn't mean rubbing can cure every ache. But researchers believe the discovery could eventually lead to drug-free pain treatments using gentle vibrations or electrical stimulation to activate the same nerves. And here's another interesting twist. Scientists also want to study whether a comforting human touch, like a parent's hand, helps not just physically, but psychologically too. So maybe mom wasn't just trying to make you stop crying. She was giving you a little dose of science. So, to maybe get that pain to go away, we have the perfect song. This is Kiss of Life with Midas Touch. Would you like a coffee? No, you'd rather have a tea. Yes, it is time for you to take a break. Maybe a nice warm tea or warm coffee or make it ice. It doesn't matter. We're not going to judge. We just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy your beverage while we give you info that you need to know. Maybe you don't need to know, but it could be of interest. Now, speaking of therapeutic remedies, who's in for a healing yoga session amid colorful tropical fish and sharks? Now, if your idea of relaxation involves yoga and sharks, then Lotte World Aquarium has the perfect new experience for you. Now, starting this September, the aquarium is launching a special after-hours program called Night Stretch, where participants can do yoga right in front of the ambient blue lights of its massive main tank. Now, the event will take place every Wednesday evening for 5 weeks. And it's a pretty dreamy setup. First, you'll get an hour to explore the aquarium after the crowds have gone home. Then comes a 90-minute yoga session in front of the ocean. The aquarium's 2,200-ton centerpiece, where rays, sharks, and thousands of colorful fish glide past you as you stretch and unwind. Talk about finding your inner peace while making eye contact with a stingray. After class, everyone gets a souvenir photo with the giant tank as the backdrop, printed on the spot to take home. The sessions are intentionally kept intimate with only 20 participants each time. So, if this sounds like your kind of zen, you might want to book it early. Because, let's be honest, yoga is relaxing. But yoga with an audience of sea turtles? That sounds relaxing at a whole different level. So, think about it. And maybe these two songs will make you want to book now. We got Twice with Chillax, and then The Boys with Just You. In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It, Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Let's get into news number one. Monsta X to release new EP next month. Monsta X will release their 14th EP, The Phase, on September 4th. The six-track album continues the light theme narrative introduced during the group's ongoing 10th anniversary tour, The X Next Us. The tour will resume in Fairfax, Virginia in October with five members visiting 10 North American cities as IM serves his mandatory military service. The EP follows last year's The X, which debuted at number 31 on the Billboard 200, marking the group's first Korean album to enter Billboard's main albums chart. Let's move on to news number two. Seventeen earned 4th million certification in Japan. Seventeen has earned their 4th million certification in Japan after their 2023 compilation album, Always Yours, surpassing 1 million shipments. Now, according to the Recording Industry Association of Japan, the 13-member act is the first K-pop artist to achieve 4 million certifications. Now, the album joins previous million certified releases FML, 17 Heaven, and Dream. Meanwhile, Pletus Entertainment announced that Mingyu will begin his military service as a social service agent on September 10th, followed by Seungwan and Dino, who will enlist as Army Marching Band members on October 26th. Now, let's check out songs by the related artist. First up, Monsta X with Heal and 17 with God of Music, Umage Shin. You're listening to all the latest updates and what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. Now, it's time for news number three. HYBE's new multinational girl group to debut on August 24th. HYBE's new girl group label, ABD, will debut its first act, Tweed, on August 24th. With their first EP, Tune and Play, featuring five tracks. The seven-member group comprises members from Korea, the United States, Britain, and Japan, with the label saying that diverse backgrounds are central to the group's global identity. Tweed unveiled their members and performed all five songs at a preview event in Seoul ahead of their official debut. ABD, short for A Bold Dream, is led by producer Han Sung-soo, known for his work with 17, TWICE, IZ*ONE, and of course, my old manager. Moving on to news number four, IVE Lucid Dream goes platinum in Japan. IVE has earned a platinum certification in Japan after their fourth Japanese album, Lucid Dream, surpassed 250,000 shipments. A little jealous. Now, released in May, the album debuted atop Oricon's weekly combined album ranking and sold 120,000 copies in the first week, setting a new record for an overseas female artist at the time. Now, it also topped Billboard's Japan's weekly album sales chart, underscoring IVE's strong popularity and album sales in the Japanese market. Now let's check out the songs by the related artists. First up, we got TWICE with Nice to See You Again, 다시 만난 오늘. And then we got IVE with Black Hole. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, we're going to get into our last story of the day. News number five, fifth lineup for Asia Artist Awards 2026 announced. The fifth lineup for Asia Artist Awards 2026 has been announced, adding Next G, Park Ji-hoon, Super Junior, DNE, All Day Project, and Choi Yena to the roster. The two-day ceremony will take place on December 5th and 6th at Kaohsiung National Stadium. In where? Taiwan. The Asia Artist Awards highlights outstanding achievements in music, television, and film. Chang Won-young will return as host for the sixth consecutive year, joined by actor Ji Chang-wook and Seung Han-bin, with one more MC to be announced. Well, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by Park Ji-hoon. It's called Body Else. All right, that was Park Ji-hoon with Body Else. Now, how do you listen to our show? We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. We got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts, y'all, or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website and shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website now, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course, our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can get, you know, send in your song requests. And your answers are Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, a quick reminder for everyone. Our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey is up and running on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. Click on the survey banner and take a few minutes to tell us what you like on our programs and what we can do to be better. And remember, the survey will be available till October 11th. And of course, when the question comes up, which is your favorite program? Which one should you answer? Duh. Obvious, obvious, duh. Hint, hint. Anyways, we got two songs coming your way right now. Card with Back to Life and Hyunin with Check. Alrighty, y'all. That is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. And we have two great songs taking us out. First up, Pop Off by Kiki. And then we have Aespa. Till We Die. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Look up at an ice cream.